to give to his dad.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to the Priest from the Miracle Man show for Wednesday, October 10th, 2018, Blizzard Day. Sorry about the late start, but was raining outside rather hard, and let me tell you, one of my biggest pet peeves is walking outside through even somewhat hard rain without an umbrella. I don't know about you, but I very, 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 very much dislike it. I don't want to say I hate it, because the way I look at it, only the Lord can hate, because there's six things the Lord can hate. And even his hate for those certain things is much stronger than my dislike for that rain. Like me being outside, me walking through that rain, because when it's kind of hard, because I don't like it. Especially when it can take a while for that water to dry off, because, you know, you don't want to smell bad. Nor do I. And sometimes, I wish these doors, when you came into them, if it was raining out, like had those dryers on them, you know, because you could dry off. Especially when it's raining super hard. But when I'm in a place or something, or I'm under a canopy and it's raining really hard, then I love it. But when it's raining rather hard and you're outside, walking in it, then I really don't like it. So it's really love and near-hate relationship. A lot of stuff's like that to people, but to me, rain is totally one of those. Love, despise things. Love it when I'm listening to it. Despise it when I got to walk through it. Like, hard. I mean, hard rain. I don't want to say I'm sissy or anything, but I will say those band directors have kind of made me softer when it comes to it, because after a certain amount, the band won't let the kids play in it. She'll send them in, like if there's a football game or if there's marching showcase. And folks, marching showcase is next week, and man, I wish there was a way to stream it, because I won't be here. And I walked down to Midland High, me and Josh did, to where they were practicing, just to see what they were up to. And they were working on this Hawaiian song. That Hawaiian hot, hot, hot song. You know what song I'm talking about, Jenny, don't you?
I do.
They're gonna do it. They're gonna, at least for showcase. If I knew one of the kids still, I'd request it for them to either do it this week with the middle school kids or at the Dow game. Because I don't want to see them just do that for showcase. That's one of the best ones I think they've done in a while. My other favorite stuff that they've done, Disney stuff, back in like 07. And we really do have an awesome band. Of course, the football is why I go to the games, but I still really like the band a lot. I do. And the cheerleaders and that. So, it's all good, but needless to say, good thing showcase isn't tonight, because otherwise it would have been rained out. And there's no way they could have played it in the gym unless somehow the gym would have been big enough, in which case that actually would have been pretty awesome. Okay, I said, folks, I said I was going to do a live peel on the show. Guess what? My beverage just arrived. My Coke just arrived, so guess what? I'm going to peel it live. And Donut is going to tell me what ticket I get. Oh, folks, what? The time I peel on the show, it's not a winner. I don't know what the deal with that is. You can't win every time, though. That's for sure. I wish you could win every time. I wish you could win every time, but that's not how the game works. Okay. I want to remind you that today is the 10th of the month, which means today is Blizzard Day, where you can go to DQ and get the small blizzard for $140. I'll be doing that right after the show is finished. I'm going to swing into DQ and get a pumpkin pie blizzard, which in my opinion just might be the best blizzard in the world. And I really enjoy it. Okay? I really do. By the way, Football Central, which we're going to do at 7:25, is in fact fueled by Dairy Queen. I invite you to come in and enjoy the flavors of fall. Also, next week, Georgia. Gonna be there for a few days. I'm thinking of maybe Monday and Wednesday. Evening for sure. Maybe Tuesday and Wednesday. I honestly don't know when. I know that there will be at the very least one show. But not three. It'll be 1 to 2. Yeah, between 1 and 2 episodes. Might even do a Thursday episode. I don't know yet. It's called vacation for a reason, and I don't want to make it be rushed. When I know, I will make sure to post something on Facebook. I'm still making up my mind. There will be one live from Georgia. Will it be in my room or something? I don't know. I'll have to see. I do want to do it'll probably be one regular show and then possibly one where it'll just be a Football Central prayer, a couple minutes to talk on faith, and then what I've been up to. Say a regular one and then like a half show. That's what I think I'm going to do, folks. That's really what I'm thinking. we could find a way to do it. Wi-Fi in the vehicle. Maybe I'd do one of them Thursday. And then the other one, probably Monday. Because Monday's when I get into Georgia. That way I'll just have all day Tuesday and Wednesday to do stuff. There will be one live from Georgia, though. There's going to be. I'm going to make sure. Just to let you guys know. But I am really excited. We're going to go to downtown ATL and do some exploring, possibly go to World of Coke. And enjoy it. We're also going to go to a few malls, but we're going to have a good time. Been looking forward to it for a while. And to be honest with you folks, vacation spots in America. If I were to narrow it down to all five different places, like city/states, it'd be Atlanta, Georgia, Chattanooga, Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, Ohio, Texas, in no particular order. Let me rephrase that, Ohio one. Kentucky. No, Alabama. Alabama. So, Georgia, Alabama, Chat, Nashville, Texas. Do you notice something about all five of these, Brenda? They're all southern states, every one of them. And there are reasons why all of these are my favorite. I like, you know, the southern accents and that, and I like the food, and I like the warmer climate and stuff, and I will admit I do like the country music too. And a lot of times in the southern cities, I find they can make it feel like almost like you're in your own town as opposed to feel like you're just in a tourist trap. I feel like when you go to some big cities and other places, it almost just feels like you're in a tourist trap. Does that make sense, Brenda? I feel like down south, a lot of times, they make you feel more like you're at home compared to, like, some other places.
Yeah, they do.
Like, even Traverse City feels more like a tourist trap than any other southern cities that I said, huh? I think it does.
Yeah, it does.
That's kind of why I like doing the down south thing like I do. Even just going to Cincinnati, or even if you just do what I like to call the one-day breakaway, like from Detroit area, like if I'm from my mom's, and then you go to Toledo to go shopping or whatever, even that's different, because I find that to me, even Toledo is change of pace, and I will admit, folks, Waffle House is one of the best places there is. Waffle House is one of the best places there is. Don't you think, Brenda, or no?
Yeah, especially the Buckeye waffles.
Yeah, they're good.
Anybody that says they found hair on their waffles and that, don't believe them. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. Because it really is one of the best. I'm not saying don't go to other places. Just some point when you go down south or whatever, stop at a Waffle House. But of course, while at the same time going to other places, some of which are national, some of which should be local, because you got to experience what, like an area like Atlanta area has to offer. Because I've heard of a restaurant that's near my hotel. I don't know if I'll get to go or not, but it sounds exciting. It's called Folks. They got real southern food right there. It's near the hotel in Tucker, Georgia, and my understanding is it's really good food. I've looked at the reviews on Yelp. And
are you going to preach tonight,
Rivers? I'm absolutely going to. This is my monologue.
Okay.
Kind of talk about, like, you know, fun stuff and that, what I'm up to start with. And then I do some word, and then I do sports. So we try to be, you know, unique, kind of different from, oddly, almost any of the other shows out there. Yeah, that's why I do it like this. Because I like to kind of get people, you know, get people interested in that. That's why I like to talk about the food and stuff, you know. All right, folks. All right. All righty. Let me just look at time real quick. Now, there will be more time to talk about the food and stuff like that when I'm actually down there. But for the purposes of tonight's show, I'm going to do a real quick intro, and then I want to get into the word of the Lord for a little while, because I don't know about you listeners, but I enjoyed that little bit of extra time in the Word last night. I love that. There was some good reading that we did, and I'm going to talk to you tonight about, we're going to read from Joshua 24. And then we're going to talk about that. And that, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Going to talk about that a bit. And then going to talk a couple minutes on faith. Then after that, at 7:25, we are going to, actually at 7:20, we're going to start sports. And the baseball, ALCS, NLCS are set. So I'm going to take a few minutes, about 5 minutes, to predict those. Then we have football to talk about, Football Central. One thing of note that you will notice, there won't be any Lions tonight because Lions are on a bye week this coming week. No, I don't mean to sound excited or nothing. That was a good win Sunday, by the way. But just letting you know, Lions are on a bye week. But that doesn't mean there isn't good football in the NFL. So, yes, there will still be two NFL games, two college, and then our two high schools. So that will come your way at 7:25. When that's done, we'll just pray quick Psalm 91 over all of you listeners for the weekend, and then let you go. All right. Now, I want you, my listeners, to please tell other people about the show. I strongly encourage you, please tell other people. Let them know that they get to call into the show, please. But they don't just get to listen. They can also call in if they'd like. And I always allow listeners when we're live, I always allow listeners to come on live. But at the same time, I don't like that air either. That's why, you know, if I don't have a call, why I generally keep talking. I just don't want anybody thinking that they can't call on because I don't really get quiet unless it is like to breathe or I'm taking a drink or something, because this is radio I'm talking about. Now, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com. In the search bar, you'll see, you'll want to type in Upfront Entertainment. You'll see a link that says Live and Large. After that, you will see a little button that says Preacher and Miracle Man. We've done 225 episodes, just about. And they're all archived on that website for you. And you can go back and take a look. We've been doing this for almost 15 months now. And we've greatly enjoyed doing it. I say we because my understanding is that Preacher Man's in the house. What I mean by, folks, what I mean by in the house, I mean he's going to be on the line with us later, from what I understand. I just, when I say in the house, listeners, I just mean on the show. But my understanding is we're going to hear from Preacher Man and possibly a couple other people. But I do want to let you know, it is always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart thing. You use your phone, your iPad, your iPod for all kinds of stuff, you know, to listen to music, to pay bills, to do all kinds of other stuff. That's just natural. Why not use it for something that's going to give life into you? Like, well, you get the Word of God programs because we love God. I love God. I care about your soul. I do. Preacher Man does. So do everything okay down wrong. Other people. Right. So there's the website. We also have a telephone number that you can call in and be a part of this program. And you can talk about generally anything you want to, as long as it is not politics. If you insist on talking about politics, we're just going to tell you to pray for the authorities over you. As the Bible tells us to do, to pray for those who have authority over us. We should be doing that anyways. We should be praying for our law enforcement. We better be praying for our police. We better be. You know how many threats they get? You know how many. The point is just, you got to pray for them. We have to. So, pray for your authority. And all, the other thing I'm going to tell you is vote. We have an election coming up on November 6th, nationwide. All of Congress is up for re-election. A lot of you states are going to be voting for governors. We are Ohio, Tennessee, Georgia, Florida. Everything down the I-75 corridor except for Kentucky. But we're going to be voting for governors. So do your part. Research the candidates. Vote. And there's no need to complain if you're not voting. Absolutely not. So do your part. Now, the number to call in and talk to us is area code 215-383-7262. 215-315-3810. Once again, that number is area code 215-383-3810. Please listen for the prompts and then press 1. And when you hear the prompt that says press 1 to be connected to the live show, please press 1. And that'll be a big blessing to you. And we'll let you on, and you'll be able to say, what say you? I'll be able to say, what say you? And then you can have at it. All right. We're going to pray real quick and then open the word. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this night. I thank you for these listeners who have chosen to join in the show, be a part of this great thing. I thank you that these people have come with ears to hear and with a heart to receive this message tonight.
Did what?
That I'm going to share with you. Share with these people. I thank you that these people will just be encouraged to just walk with the Lord with everything they have. Lord, I thank you that you use me as an oracle tonight. Help me. Help me to say what you would have me say, Lord. Nothing else. And Lord, I hereby confess over this program that finances, new equipment, sponsors and partners, and increases in audience come to the show.
Yeah.
New people in the audience, growth in audience, and most importantly, I pray that souls come to the show. Souls. People who have never known you, Jesus, will choose to come on board and accept you as their Lord and Savior on this program. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen, and amen, and amen. All right. All righty. Let's go to Joshua 24. Praise God. Joshua 24. Hallelujah. We're going to read from the last chapter of Joshua. We're going to be talking about serving the Lord a little bit. Monday I read all of 23 and then read most of 24, but then had to stop short because time, but I did exhort some on it. Yesterday, I put a little bit of this into the lesson on the miracles that Jesus did in Luke chapter 7. But tonight, we're rereading this chapter so you can get a hold of this. We're going to hit it again because this was just in my spirit this week. And I want you listeners to get it. We're going to begin with verse 1. Then Joshua assembled all of the tribes of Israel at Shechem. And he summoned the elders, leaders, judges, and officials of Israel. And they presented themselves before God. Joshua said to all the people, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Long ago, your forefathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham, and Nahor, lived beyond the river, and they worshipped other gods. But I took your father Abraham from the land beyond the river and led him throughout Canaan and gave him many descendants. I gave him Isaac. And to Isaac I gave Jacob and Esau. I assigned the hill country of Seir to Esau. But Jacob and his sons went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I afflicted the Egyptians to what I did there, and I brought you out. When I brought your fathers out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued them with chariots and horsemen as far as the Red Sea. But they cried to the Lord for help. And he put darkness between you and the Egyptians. He brought the sea over them, and he covered them. You saw that with your own eyes what I did to the Egyptians. Then you lived in the desert for a long time. I brought you to the land of the Amorites, who lived east of the Jordan. They fought against you, but I gave them into your hands. I destroyed them from before you, and you took in possession of their land. When Balak, son of Zippor, the king of Moab, when he prepared to fight against Israel, he sent you Balaam, son of Beor, to put a curse on you. But I would not listen to Balaam. So he blessed you again and again. And I delivered you out of his hand. Then you crossed the Jordan and came to Jericho. The citizens of Jericho fought against you, as did also the Amorites, Perizzites, Canaanites, Hittites, Jebusites, Hivites, and Jebusites. But I gave them into your hands. I set the hornet ahead of you, which drove them out before you. Also, the two Amorite kings, you did not do it with your own sword and bow. So I gave you a land on which you did not turn, and cities you did not build. And you live in them and eat from vineyards and olive groves that you did not plant. Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your forefathers worshipped before the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then watch this one. Then just go out to the buffet and tell stories about God, and just go ahead and skip church. Oh, does it say that?
I don't think so.
Oh,
that sounds good.
If the certain word seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in which led you are living. But as for me and my household, we will go to DQ and get a blizzard. Does it say that? Doesn't it say that? Say that, Brenda, as for me and my household, we're going to go to DQ and get a blizzard?
No, it does not. That's not right. It sounds great, though.
Oh, no, it doesn't say that. Wait a minute. We're going to read it right. We're going to read it right.
Okay.
The Amorites, and which led you living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Oh, yes. Then the people answered, far be it from us to forsake the Lord to serve other gods. It was the Lord our God himself who brought us and our fathers up out of Egypt from that land of slavery and performed those great signs before our eyes. He protected us on our entire journey and among all the nations from which we traveled. And the Lord drove out before us all of the nations, including the Amorites who lived in the land. We too will serve the Lord because he is our God, Joshua said to the people. You're not able to serve the Lord. He's a holy God. He's a jealous God. He won't forgive your rebellion and your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve foreign gods, he will turn and bring disaster on you and will make an end of you after he has been good to you. But the people said to Joshua, no, we will serve the Lord. Then Joshua said, you are witnesses against yourselves that you have chosen to serve the Lord. Yes, we are witnesses, they replied. Now then, said Joshua, throw away the foreign gods that are among you and yield your hearts to the Lord, the God of Israel. And the people said to Joshua, we will serve the Lord our God and only him. And that day Joshua made a covenant for the people. And there at Shechem, he drew up for them decrees and laws. And Joshua recorded these things in the book of the law of God. Then he took a large stone and set it up there under the oak near the holy place of the Lord. See, he said to all the people, this stone will be a witness against us. It has heard all of the words the Lord has said to us. It will be a witness against you if you are untrue to your God. Then Joshua sent the people away, each to his own inheritance. After these things, Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. And they buried him in the land of his inheritance, Timnath-Serah, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. Israel served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and of the elders who outlived him and who had experienced everything the Lord had done for Israel. And Joseph's bones, which the Israelites had brought up from Egypt, were buried at Shemesh in the tract of land that Jacob bought for 100 pieces of silver of Hamor, the father of Shechem. This became the inheritance of Joseph's descendants. And Eleazar, son of Aaron, died and was buried at Gibeah and had been allotted to his son Phinehas in the hill country of Ephraim. All right. All right. We're still good on some time. All right. All right, now. We read in Joshua 24 some great things. Joshua was saying, you know, you guys don't really want to serve the Lord. You just say that. But they did want choose to serve him. They threw away, for the time being, they threw away all of their other gods. They threw away all that stuff. And they chose to live for the Lord. For that time. And Joshua made laws for them. And those laws were written in the book of God. Now, I don't know about you. I chose for myself to serve the Lord many, 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 many years ago. When I was very, very young. You know, when I was really little, my mom had me dedicated in at Living Word Church when I was only a few months old, like a little over 6 weeks old, I was dedicated to the Lord. Then, a few years later, when I was able, I dedicated my life to Jesus. And, of course, my mom helped me make the confession, and then eventually I made it for myself. I chose to serve the Lord. You want to know what? As I grew older, I stayed with it. I stayed with it. Stayed with it. Stayed with it. Through teenagers, stayed with it. And through my adult years, I've stayed with it. I'm not saying I never, that I was just a perfect person, or that I never rebelled or anything, because nobody's perfect by any means, but I haven't ever just abandoned God, but generally, I've always been living for the Lord, generally. I really have. And I love the Lord with everything I have. He's the most important thing to me. He's more important than football. That's why I don't care if I'm late for Football Central. We're gonna get there, but I'm gonna share my heart first. Folks, you gotta choose who you're gonna serve. Are you gonna serve God, or are you gonna serve the world? Jesus said, no one can serve two masters. No one gets a waiver. I tried to find the waiver verse where, unless you're River Shukla, unless you're so and such, unless you're such and such, then you can serve two if you want. I can't find it. You have to choose for yourself who you're going to serve. Is it going to be you? Are you going to live for yourself, live for the world? or you're going to live for God. You're gonna have to choose. We are very close to the we're in the last of the last of the last days. There's no more gray zone. You can't teeter-totter anymore and be in the house of God for a while and be out for a while. Be in for a while, be out for a while. No, you can't do that. Not anymore. Not in the last of the last days. We can't afford it. You've got to serve the Lord. God comes first. That's why I don't usually skip church or football. If I do, it's very rare. Yeah, but the Lions have played in the best game ever. I don't care. I'll shut it off and go to church because I love my God. I love my Jesus. It's everything I have. So I encourage you to just look at yourself. Where's your relationship at with God? How about you as a family? Daddy. How are you doing, Dad, at leading your house? Are you just sitting there, ho-hum, hee-hoo-hee-ha-hey? Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee. My son didn't go to church tonight because he had practice for football. Oh, and he skipped the last five Wednesday nights. But I don't care because they'll be there on Sunday. Or, hopefully, you're like this. As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. We serve the Lord. Yeah, I get it. Vacations happen and stuff. But ultimately, we serve the Lord with everything we have. As a family, that's what we do. We serve the Lord. In my case, it's Thursday night at my church, but Wednesday night, or if you have a midweek service, whenever it is. Unfortunately, a lot of church services don't have a Sunday night or midweek service. I wish that would stop. I wish more churches would get back to three services a week. I really do. A lot of them will just have a midweek Bible study. Nothing wrong with Bible studies, but a good sign that you're serving the Lord is that whenever the doors are open, you're in the house of God. That also means you're taking time to read the Bible at home and pray at home. And you got to choose for yourself who you're going to serve. Amen. Amen. And amen and amen. Lord, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you for this challenge. Yes, mixed with some humor. But I spoke from my heart tonight, Lord. And my prayer is that these listeners will receive it. I thank you that we will all take a look at ourselves. I'm going to take a look at myself too, Lord Jesus. We're all going to take a look at ourselves and decide. How are we doing with you, Jesus? Are we serving with you with everything you got? If not, what's the blockade? We're going to fix it. These listeners who are parents, thank you that these daddies are going to lead their families in the way of the Lord again. and that these people are going to live for you and be found in the house of God and serving you, Jesus. I give you praise and honor and glory for that tonight, for this word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. In love, His wonderful faith. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim. In the light of His glory and grace, turn your eyes upon Jesus. In all of His wonder and grace, in the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. Is my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art, how great Thou art, how great Thou art, how great Thou art. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Woo-hoo! Thank you for this word. For this word. And Lord, also thank God for Coca-Cola, which is always the winner every time. Take it with you to your sports games. And most churches will not let you have it in the sanctuary. So you can't just go in there, sit there, and drink a Coke while you listen to your pastor preach to you from the Word of God. And any church that does let you do it is probably user-friendly, seeker-sensitive. I actually went to a church that had a free Coke fountain in Cincinnati, Ohio. It was not a born-again, spirit-filled church, though, unfortunately. But someone can find a way to make Coca-Cola holy. Maybe someday. I'd like to see that. I'd love to be able to just sit there with the angels of God up in heaven. Just sit there listening to that heavenly music, drinking the Coca-Cola. Maybe pastor's maybe it might be something like pastor's alarm, that trumpet sound of pastor's alarm. You know, Brenda, it might just be just like pastor's alarm. I always think, what if that was actually the angels from heaven playing that trumpet saying, keep preaching? In that case, I would say, why shut it off? Just let it play while you preach, right? What'd you say? Pepsi. I think the only thing soda Jesus would allow is Coke. We'll see about that. He might allow some Mountain Dew too. We'll have to see. We'll have to see. Yeah. But anyhow, folks. First, I'm gonna get into baseball. For baseball, the Yankees Red Sox. I said it would probably go to five games. No, four. The Red Sox won yesterday in New York 4-3. They were down 4-1, but in the ninth inning, they scored two runs. The Yankees did. But they had to just make a final call on that very last play using replay to decide whether he was safe or out. It looked like he was out, but they wanted to make sure. And sure enough, he was out. And that ended the series. And for the season, it ended the Yankees season. So, where are we at now? Well, Red Sox get to start playing the Astros in Boston on Saturday night. What do I see? Well, the Houston Astros do have Verlander and other good pitchers. But the Red Sox have Porcello and other great pitchers. I think they have David Price too. Remember, you follow the Tigers a bit, Brenda, don't you? You follow the Tigers, Brenda?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
You follow the Tigers?
Nope, I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. David Price was a Tiger. Remember? Yeah, David Price is in Boston now, so they got David Price and Porcello. Houston has Brilliant. So that's good to see that we got some former Tigers represented. The Tigers are not in it. Very high up there. They've always been one of my favorites. And they were my very favorite back when they were good a few years ago. But right now I'm doing a program though, so so it is good to see when you have former Tigers, you know, still representing the league well, and we got that. And J.D. Martinez is looking good in a Red Sox uniform. Why Dave Dombrowski decided to pack his bags and leave the Tigers, I don't know. That was dumb because he took some of our best players with him, didn't he? He did that, didn't he? Why did he do that? Why? I think he did that to give the Red Sox an unfair advantage. In that case, pack your bags back up. Send those guys you had with you when you were in Detroit. Send them back home where you belong, buddy. You got work to do. Your vacation's over. You got work to do in Detroit. Come back home and get to work because I want to be able to talk about the Tigers on the show and have to be positive. I would love that, to be able to talk about David Price and him pitching for the Tigers or Verlander coming back, or we'll get, hopefully next year Cabrera will have his fire back, I hope, so we can have a lot more wins. I really enjoy talking about baseball in this program, but when the Tigers aren't doing so well, it just makes it harder. But, so you got Red Sox Astros. What do I think? Houston won the World Series last year, but Boston has some more wins. I can see the series going seven games. I do think Boston will take the series, partially because of that home field advantage. But I do believe it'll be in seven games. Sorry, Verlander. Sorry to the other Astros, who maybe you thought you were going to get another World Series in a row. But I don't think they'll get the pennant this year. I think it'll be the Red Sox. So, Red Sox in seven. NL. Dodgers. Brewers. The Brewers suddenly, they've really caught fire as of late. The Dodgers, in the last bit of the regular season. And then they won the NL West. I think what's going to happen, I think you'll see the Dodgers win that series, the NL pennant, in six games over the Brewers. That's what I'm thinking. All right. It's time for Football Central. And here, spot fueled by Dairy Queen. And your host, what? And here's your host, the Miracle Man. All right. Now, let's start with football. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Football Central, and I'm your host, the Miracle Man. And this is week seven of our Football Central. And I hope you've all been enjoying it, and I hope you've all been having a good week as football starts back up tomorrow night, as there is an NFL game tomorrow night. That's not what I'm going to talk about. So, highlights of what we will be talking about. We have our local high school stuff. We have a Michigan and a Michigan State game. A Michigan game and a Michigan State game, I should say. And then the Lions have a bye week. So, that means I have two other. I have one NFL game to pick, and then I have an extra one to pick because the Lions don't play this weekend. So, since we have started late, there's some analyzing I want to do too as part of this. So, we're going to get right to the action. Oh, first word from our sponsor. Are you longing for that perfect fall treat, but still thinking about summer? Well, on the 10th of every month, including this month, today you can go to Dairy Queen and grab yourself a pumpkin blizzard. Actually, any flavor blizzard you want that they have in the small size for the low price of just $1.40 plus tax. Participation may vary, tax extra. Of course, it's only one day a month, and that is the 10th of the month. See store for details, please. And that blizzard flavor, by the way, that I'm speaking of is the pumpkin pie blizzard. One of the most delicious blizzard flavors there is. Yes, it is. Don't you think the pumpkin pie blizzard is magical? Yeah. It is. It is fit from heaven. You know that it is. Alrighty. So, now to the action. Sorry about that, folks. We just had to do our commercial break because, after all, we do got to pay for the bills around here. So, sorry, it's just, you know, on radio, you know, and they do ads on regular radio, so. Now, back to the action. We got high school. First, we're going to go to, I've been in the habit of always starting with whoever is at Midland Community Stadium. I'm not going to do that this week. First, I'm going to go to, we're going to take you to Mount Pleasant, where Dow has one of their toughest tasks that they've had so far this year. And that is to go to Mount Pleasant, the Oilers. Their first two very tough tests, Dow failed both. One, they could have won if it wasn't for Shayna Strike throwing five picks, one of which resulted in a touchdown. Another one or two eventually ended up leading to scores. So they'll have to work on that a bit. So, Mount Pleasant, I talked about them a few weeks ago. They still have that senior to junior brothers quarterback receiver tandem where the senior might throw a pass to his brother like he did against Midland. I honestly thought Midland could beat Mount Pleasant. They lost by 20 points. I really liked how they've been playing and how they've done a really good job at just scoring an awful lot of points against their opponents. But Mount Pleasant is tough. Mount Pleasant loves to make big plays a lot. They love doing it. So, what do I honestly think? I think you're going to see Dow lose to Mount Pleasant. I think Mount Pleasant is going to beat Dow. It'll be closer to the Midland game, though. I think you'll see Mount Pleasant 41, Dow 33. Once again, that's 41-33, Mount Pleasant. In Mount Pleasant. Now, Midland versus John Glenn. I will be there. And Midland's been doing really, has been the only real blemish that Midland has since that 0-2 start is that big blemish with Mount Pleasant. Last game, they had a good recovery on the offense as they put up 39 points. But they still gave up 20, including a very big touchdown by one of the Bay City Central running back. Heading into the big Dow game, I would like to see, and I expect to see, another really good night from the Midland offense. I would like to see at least 40 points scored. Right now, the most they've scored in one game is 40. I'd like to see more like 48-6. I think they can do that. I'll say 44. John Glenn, on the other hand, has been playing absolutely terrible football since they are 1-6. The only win they had was against Cadillac. That was it. They don't have one win in the Saginaw Valley League Red. Not one. Not one. They have blown all of those games. I think only one of them has been even a little bit close. No, no, it wasn't close. They lost to Western by 20 points. Their season's done. They're not going to make the playoffs. They might show up to play some decent football. But at the same time, Midland, this could really be a good morale boost if it is a nice blowout on Friday. So I think they'll be able to do it. Give me Midland 44. Midland 44, John Glenn 10. Once again, that's 44-10, Cummings. Now, let's go to college. A very big game of focus for Michigan, this Michigan-Wisconsin game. Can Michigan prove that they are a threat in the Big Ten? Can they do it? or can Wisconsin send a message, we're coming. We want to get back to that championship game like we did last year, even though Ohio State spoiled our party. Yes, by the way, the Buckeyes did spoil the party, but they didn't get into the national championship game because they decided to let Alabama in. No, I love Alabama. I just don't like that the NCAA did that to Ohio State. But that's another topic for another day. I'd feel even better about Michigan's chances. They had another good wide receiver, but their wide receivers, several of them are injured. I'm going to have to pick a loss on this one. Give me Wisconsin 23, Michigan 20. State versus Illinois. I think you'll see State have a good bounce-back win against Illinois. You'll see Michigan State 30, Illinois 20. NFL games. We have a couple of very good NFL games. One of these is for divisional supremacy. I'm talking about Steelers versus Bengals in Cincinnati. And what do I think? What do I see? I see a Steelers team that's on the rise. I see a Bengals team that often seems to struggle offensively. Andy Dalton isn't necessarily met for the Bengals, I don't think. I wish the Bengals' offensive line was better. There's other things about the Bengals I wish were better. Their defense is pretty good, but there's areas in their offense that I go, huh? They're in Cincinnati, or the city of Lake Cincinnati more than Pittsburgh. But guess what? I don't do the bias picks. I don't do bias stuff. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh. Give me Pittsburgh 23, Cincinnati Bengals 20. So I'm going with a close one there. Oh, now. We got another good game. Chiefs at Patriots. And whether Chiefs are at home or away does nothing to my pick. The Patriots have really improved ever since they beat. Ever since they got crushed by Detroit in Detroit. They had two very good games since then. Very good performances against the Colts and before that against the Dolphins. Chiefs are still doing good, but at times they've struggled a little bit. I do think you will see two great teams who have came ready to play. I really do think so. And I think you'll see a great game on Sunday night. And this is a great primetime game. This could be an AFC championship game, I think. If the Chiefs are able to win that division and win a home game, for whatever reason, the Chiefs can't win at home in the playoffs if their life depends on it. Lately, they can't. And I don't know why. But I like what Brady's doing. They've got Josh Gordon. Chiefs got some amazing weapons too, but I do like the Patriots in this one. They do have a bit more finesse. They're really fired up. ever since they lost to the Lions in Detroit like that. They were real fired up. They got the home crowd behind them. And I think you'll see a nice Patriots win. By nice, I don't mean it'll be a big score difference. In fact, no. It's going to be really close. I just mean it'll be – by nice, I just mean it'll be – it's a really important game. So I think it'll be – so to me that if they can win these, it'll be really good. So give me the Patriots over the Chiefs, 28-25, Patriots over Chiefs. Let me just see right now. Let me, other games of note. You have Falcons at home taking on the Buccaneers. Two teams that have really struggled. I could have picked that one, but I just decided not to. But I could see that being a good game at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium there in DTATL. Also, you have the Titans playing a good game. You do have, however, the Saints on the bye too, just like the Lions are. I figured I would take a couple minutes before I close this out to kind of do an analysis on where are we at division-wise. Who's going to win these divisions? AFC West, I think you'll see the Chiefs win that division, but I don't know whether or not they'll win a home game. Too hard to tell right now. AFC North. I think you will see the Steelers end up taking that division. I think they're ready to arise to the occasion. I do think you'll see the Browns get a few more wins. They've played with a team with a lot more finesse this year than what they had last year. They're recovering quicker than what the Lions did last year. I mean, better than what the Lions did back the year after their 0-16 season. In 08. In 09, they got 2 wins, no ties, 14 losses. So the most losses the Browns can have this year is 13. Right now, then we have 2 losses. I think the Patriots will win that one. So, I think you'll see Jacksonville end up winning that division. They've got 2 losses, but I think they're going to improve. AFC East. Patriots are going to win that division. Period, period, period. Should really be the AFC least because everyone else who's in it is kind of not so good. All right. Let's look at that NFC. NFC West. You got the Rams out there who are still doing awesome things. I think that will continue. And for years, the Rams were not so good in St. Louis. for years that they were in St. Louis. In 99, they were the best, they were called the best show, on, greatest show on turf. But then years later, they ended up being a laughing stock for years. In fact, the, in fact, 09, in 09, one of the losses the Lions had came to the Rams. And that year, the Rams, that was the Rams' only win was in Detroit against the Lions. So they would have been 0-16 if the Rams had beaten the Lions. If the Lions had beaten the Rams, probably would have been 0-16. That was kind of a toilet bowl at its finest, that game was. But now the Rams are doing really good. They're really doing good, and I think they'll continue that, and they'll win the NFC West. Seattle's not doing so, is doing okay. But the Cardinals, not so much. And then the 49ers situation's not too great either. NFC North. The Bears are roaring. They got Khalil. People thought the Bears were for sure going to be the sleeper. No, they're not. No, they're not. Minnesota struggled a little bit, even though they did beat the Eagles on Sunday. Green Bay, I don't know what's going to happen there with missing Crosby. You missed four field goals. What's going to happen in the playoffs? You missed four field goals, buddy. You're probably not going to win a game. I can guarantee you, pretty much. Then you got Detroit. I have to give it to the Bears. The one I thought would have thought was the least likely to win the division. I think you'll see the Bears win the NFC North. NFC South. This is easier than last year. But the two main choices I would have to go with here would be either Panthers or Saints. Panthers have been doing well. They've been getting their wins. But one of those was in Dallas. I mean, one of those was against Dallas. Dallas isn't doing so well. Dallas isn't doing so well. But New Orleans, their three wins are against a little more quality teams. And they got that big win on Monday night against the Redskins. That was a big win for them, by the way. And Drew Brees, that was awesome. I think you'll see the Saints winning that division, NFC South. It'll be the Saints. NFC East, almost be the NFC least this year. Both of them have at least two losses. I think you'll see the Eagles again. I think you'll see the Eagles win that game, that division. So that is heading into week six, my NFL assessment, where we are, my prediction, my divisional predictions as far as who will win the divisions. All right. I speak Psalm 91 over all of us in the name of Jesus. I say that no plague, no evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling, as you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug driver, rapist, burglar, murderer, suicide, no fire, no flood, no crash. None of the stuff will come near us in the name of Jesus. And I claim that in the name of Jesus right now, that Hurricane Michael will go right back out to sea and not do any more destruction. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I sure love you. All right. I will talk to all of you next week. And until that time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.